I've had a few experiences recently where local people living in their home area, some of them in coastal areas and some of them not near the coast, they're looking to build their own permanent family home in their own area, and they discover that it's part of a high scenic area. And you know, I think we need to look at that. And I've said at the meeting that I believe that it was done with too much of a broad brush. And I, you know, I'm very happy to support special high scenic areas where there is viewing points, and we have plenty of them. We have some great viewing points along the Wild Atlantic Way, and it's important that they're kept at that designation. But I think where local people want to build their own family home shouldn't be part of the same designation. And I think we need to look at that, and we need to have a common sense approach how we can accommodate the local needs of the local people in this plan. So I'm glad to get the opportunity today, and I'm looking forward now to working with the executives to get solutions to accommodate the needs of the local people.
Because there is a severe need for housing out there, and all must be done to provide it, obviously, as you say, within reason of these high scenic areas.
There is, surely, and the other part of it is sometimes a lot of this work is done on desktop, and we've seen in the past, it's only when the plan is adopted that one experiences the challenge that comes from the plan. And some of the challenge will be trying to accommodate the needs of the local people. And I think we need to be very careful as we approach this plan going forward. There's so many parts of this plan. There's so many different areas of it that it's difficult to digest and understand for many people. And I think we would just urge caution on it. And our job is to make sure that we shape this plan towards the needs of the people.